Blog Talk Radio. tuned into Wednesday Night Lamb, brought to you by Nathan on the Spot, EMG Radio, where we bring you the very best in Kingdom broadcast. I am, amen, your host. I'm joined by my wife, Prophetess Tanya, amen. I'm Prophet Yehoshua Brown. We bid you greetings, amen.
Amen.
Amen. We bless the Lord in the name of Jesus Christ for another night, amen, of sound biblical teaching, revelatory teaching from the prophetic dimension, amen. If you're prophetic, amen, and the Bible said that all must desire to prophesy, amen. So if you're prophetic, amen, you're going to be rejoicing on this broadcast tonight, amen, because one thing about prophets, prophetic people, amen, no matter what your fivefold position is, amen, prophetic people love, amen, prophetic teaching. If they don't get it, my God, they show out in church. My God, they'll die in church. My God, they need it, amen. We fiend for prophetic revelatory teaching, amen. So we excited, amen, that we're going to bring you some of from the book entitled Eagle Language. It's available on shofarsofglory.org. Eagle Language. It's available on shofarsofglory.org. Amen. So we're excited tonight, amen, to bring you prophetic teaching, amen, straight, not my thoughts and ideologies, but from the book of pain, the word of God. So we're going to get started tonight in the name of Jesus Christ. We're going to go into a word of prayer, and then when the Lord decides to release us from prayer, we're going to go into the word of God. How many people know you don't want to do anything without the anointing? You don't want to do anything without prayer. You don't want to do anything without the Lord guiding you. So we're going to go forth in the name of Jesus Christ, but I believe that there is only one God. I bear witness as the scriptures bear witness in the book of Deuteronomy, as the Jewish, as the Hebrew, we know as the Shema. Amen. Hear ye, O Israel, the Lord our God, Adonai, is one God. Amen. Father, in the name of Yeshua HaMashiach, we honor you tonight, God, for being the sovereign God, the internal God, Lord God. We thank you for your knowledge, your wisdom, that which give us an understanding on tonight. We ask, Father, for your presence to be on this broadcast. Lord God, we ask, Lord God, that you touch every iPhone, every smartphone, Lord God, every listener at the sound of my voice in the name of Jesus Christ. I ask that you break up the fallow ground. I ask that you minister to hearts, minds, that the prophets, Lord God, will get a greater understanding on tonight, that the prophetesses, Lord God, will be quickened in their spirit, Lord God, and that the spirit of the prophet would overshadow us tonight, Lord God, and allow the word that goes forth to land on ground that will be absorbed, that will produce a hundredfold manifestation of blessings and knowledge, Lord God. Lord God, I ask for an activation of the living waters inside of believers right now in the name of Jesus Christ. These are your sheep, God, in the name of Jesus Christ, which you purchased with the shedding of your own blood, God. So, God, we thank you for this broadcast on tonight, God. Lord God, we ask, Lord God, even if they're in Russia, China, Germany, Lord God, Hawaii, whatever they be listening on tonight, those around the world, Lord God, I ask, Lord God, in the name of Jesus Christ, Lord God, that you be glorified, magnified, and the devil be terrorized, God. We are standing forth with the whole armor of God, dear King Jesus, Lord God. So, Lord God, we ask, Lord God, that you give me the eyes of an eagle in the spiritual realm to go Old Testament, New Testament, Lord God, to mix the scriptures only as the Holy Spirit can do it, because you don't contradict, God. You're not a bumbling God. You're not a fumbling God. You're all wise. You're all knowing, God. So you know everything, God. So, God, we ask on tonight, God, that we breathe, Lord God, and that we breathe, inhale, and that we exhale the God-breathed scriptures of you, Master. In the name of Yeshua HaMashiach, who has came forth from the Father, which is known as Yahweh, Yahuwah, also Adonai, El Shaddai, El Elyon, El Barat, El Hasim. We just greet you in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we say it in Jesus' holy name. In Jesus' holy name. My God, in Jesus' holy name. Amen and amen. Once again, you are tuned into the most powerfulest radio broadcast you probably will ever want to hear. If you're a prophet, amen. Why is it powerful? Because God's spirit is involved and God's holy scriptures is involved. Amen. It's the type of teaching that you can find in your Bible. It's the type of teaching that will, amen, will cause you, amen, to be edified. And if you're in the dumps tonight, amen, and if you're in the dumps tonight, I pray by the Holy Spirit, by the time this is over with, that you will be out of that dump and that you will pack up that dump and get it out of your house. In the name of Jesus Christ. Now, we're going to go straight to the book of pain. We're going to go tonight, 2 Kings chapter 2. I got my Bible reader, which is my wife. I honor her in the name of Jesus Christ for joining us on tonight. 2 Kings chapter 2, verse 9. And we're going to start in a moment while she's getting the scriptures. This book is available on shofarsofglory.org. shofarsofglory.org. Amen. The glory is spelled glory.org, of course, in the name of Jesus Christ. So we bless the Lord for you. We're going to get right into the study for tonight, talking about Elijah and Elisha. Amen. We're talking about now they're walking and talking. Elijah's about to be taken up from heaven. We're going to pick it up right there. We're going to allow the Holy Spirit to speak. Amen. And do what it needs to be done. Come on, elect lady.
Amen. And it came to pass, when they were gone over, that Elijah said unto Elisha, ask what I shall do for thee before I be taken away from thee.
Amen. So now they were walking. The leader said to the student, ask what shall I do for thee? What can I do for you? Amen. I want to bless you. I want to encourage you. What shall I do for thee before I be taken away from you? Elijah knew that he was not taking himself away. Elijah knew that he was being taken away by the Lord. The Lord was responsible. The Lord had predestinated this. He had tapped into a timing that he could not get out of because God had orchestrated this. Come on. Next verse, please.
And Elisha said, I pray thee, let a double portion of thy spirit be upon me.
Amen. Elisha, the student, says, let a double portion of thy spirit be upon me. So what that means is, what you got, I want double of what my leader got. Why? Because one thing you have got to understand is that Elisha knew that he met the requirements to meet, watch this, he met the requirements to ask such a thing of his leader. He met the requirements. Why? Because he served, historical fact is that he served anywhere from 10 to 20 years, he served one of the most fierce prophets in the Old Testament, poured water on his hands, brought his food, did everything he's supposed to do. So when it came time to receive an inheritance, to receive whatever he wanted, the leader knew that, listen, it's time and I know that my son needs something. How can I be a blessing to you because you have been such a faithful student? And Elisha said, before I be taken away from thee, my God, Elijah said, before I be taken away from thee, Elisha said, I want a double portion of thy spirit. I want your spirit, which is 100-fold, I want a double impact of thy spirit. I want it to be upon me. Ain't it something that the student wants the leader's spirit to be upon him? Amen. A student that have observed the leader down through the years, that have observed the leader healing folk, amen, doing the work of God, that this student will now want double of what the leader has, amen. Don't you know in this present time, not many leaders want to give up their spirit, amen. A lot of insecure leaders do not want to give their spirit to anybody. Why? Because they fear of their son or daughter doing a greater work than them, amen. And why? Because they wrestle with insecurity issues. Now, amen, they say they would rather have the student stagnant, amen, but not Elijah. Elijah actually wanted it for Elisha. He actually want Elisha to have, amen, because why? Elijah knew as a master prophet, he also knew as, amen, a prophet, amen, that was leading the school of the prophets. he knew that only way that his ministry could go on is as God will allow him to leave a legacy. When you leave a legacy, watch this, when you transfer your spirit by way of impartation to somebody, you begin to leave a legacy in the earth realm. You're leaving a lineage in the earth realm. Whenever there's a transfer of your spirit to from you to somebody else, you are beginning to leave a trail. Amen. When you begin to minister and do things prophetically, you're blazing a trail. But when you impart into other people, amen, you are leaving a trail. Why? Leaving a trail means in the old days, even when the cowboy days, if you left a trail, they would get off the horse, amen, and they would look down at the ground, and they would look at the print of the horse, and they could tell whether it was fresh prints, whether it was a day old, or it just was marked, amen. You understand what I'm saying? See, amen, when you leave your spirit and you impart it by the laying on of hands to another person, amen, you're leaving prints that says, I was here, and my work is continuing on. Just like John the Baptist and Jesus, just like Moses and Joshua, just like Eli and Samuel, just like Samuel to David, praise God. Hallelujah, leaving a legacy in the earth realm, just like Jesus to Peter, just like Timothy and Paul, amen, leaving a legacy in the earth realm in the name of Jesus. Give me the next verse, please.
Amen. And he said, thou hast asked a hard thing. Nevertheless, if thou see me when I am taken from thee, it shall be so unto thee. But if not, it shall not be so.
Oh, praise God. You see what he said there? He said, you have asked a hard thing. Why? Why was it a hard thing that he asked? Because nobody in the Bible has ever got a double portion of the leader's spirit. Somebody will say, well, yeah, it is. Hold up. I hear you in the spirit realm for those who are listening. Amen. We know in the book of Numbers that, amen, the Lord put the same spirit that was on Moses, he put on the rest of the elders of Israel. But guess what? That wasn't a double portion. That was a portion. One spirit is a portion. You understand what I'm saying? More than one spirit is a double portion. A double portion. Nobody ever got a triple portion, but amen, a double portion. Hallelujah. So Elisha was the very first prophet to ever get a double portion of their leader's spirit. Are you listening? He said, amen, you have asked a hard thing because nobody has ever gotten their leader's spirit multiplied by two. Are you understanding what I'm saying? Nevertheless, if thou see me when I am taken from thee, it shall be so unto thee. Okay? Now watch this. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Now, Elisha wanted something that was given through natural connection. He wanted something that was given through a natural birthing lineage. In other words, if a son, watch this, if a son comes from a father and a mother, then it has a natural birthright. So it is going to get from, it's going to be able to have things already implemented in the son that comes straight from the father. Are you listening? Okay. But he said, I want a double portion of your spirit. In other words, I want more. See, watch this. I want more than what your natural son would have. I want, see, a double portion. And guess what? I want your soul. Why? Because I want to think like my leader. I want to act like my leader. I want to walk like my leader. I want to speak like my leader. I want to understand like my leader. And I also want my leader's spirit. I want the power that my leader had. I want to bring fire out from heaven like my leader did. I want to be able to declare the decree. I want to walk in the authority that my leader did. Amen. But I want it multiplied by two. So when Elisha asked for a double portion of his spirit, that also included the soul of Elisha. Why? Because he wanted to think, he wanted to be able to duplicate the same thing. He wanted to work the same thing. Watch this. He wanted to be able to walk the same way as his leader. Hallelujah. Like one of my mentors told me, amen, the soul educates the spirit. The soul educates the spirit. Watch this. So if the soul educates the spirit, watch this. It's tied up. See, the soul and the spirit, They're connected to one another. Watch this. So when he asked for a double portion, he said, I want to be able to see it like you see it. I want to be able to hear it like you hear it. So if I want a double portion of your spirit, I also want maximized seeing. I want my eagle vision to be 100-fold. I want my hearing in the prophetic to be 100-fold. A double portion. Guess what? It's magnified. Magnified by two. So while another prophet may see the grass is green, Elisha was able to see beneath the grass that it had ants, that it had bugs, that it had worms in the ground. He was able to see beneath the earth in the prophetic. Are you listening? Watch this. He said, you have asked a hard thing. Nevertheless, if thou see me, when I'm taken from thee. See, guess what? Elijah used the wisdom of God when he spoke to Elisha. What he was saying is that if you see me in the natural, and then as I'm taken up, I'm going to break through the realm of the natural into the supernatural, into the spiritual. Watch this. He's going to break from the realm of the natural and then into the supernatural. Why? Because the supernatural is the combination of, watch this, the spiritual and the natural. So he's going to go from natural to the supernatural, the borderline of the two. Then he's going to break through into the spiritual realm. So if you see me break through all these realms, then guess what? You got it. Because the only way you can see all of that you got to have it. Why? I know that because I already got a portion of what it takes to see all that as your leader. I got all of that just to be able to see it. Watch this. As your leader. So if you see it like I see it when I'm taken up, then my God, you got it, Elisha. He said, if you see it, my God, let me take my prayer shawl off for a minute. Hallelujah. So if you see it like I see it when I'm taken up from you, because when the leader elevates, guess what? The student got to elevate. When the leader elevates, the student got to elevate. So guess what? If I elevate and you don't elevate, that means you're not catching my spirit. Are you listening tonight? If you don't elevate and your leader elevates, then that means there's something that you're not doing in order to catch his spirit. And you got to ask yourself why. My God, in the 80s, Michael Jackson said, he said, why? Why? He had a song that says, tell him that it's human nature. See, the thing is, what Mike was trying to tell you, amen, and I'm just using it in the parable for that song, guess what? He was trying to say it was your flesh. You can't understand this thing because your flesh, your human nature. Human nature ain't nothing more than your flesh. But my God, when you're born again, hallelujah, you don't have that flesh, amen. No, watch this, because you got the spiritual understanding to mortify the deeds of the flesh and come alive to the Spirit of God. To come alive to the spirit of the living God. Hallelujah. So when you come into the knowledge of the Spirit of God, what begins to happen, you take on his divine nature. You take on God's divine nature. So now no longer it's your human nature, but it's God's divine nature. And when you have God's divine nature as a prophet, you are able to beget. You are able to release. Are you listening? So now, he says, if you see me when I'm taken from thee, it shall be so unto thee. But if not, it shall not be. So if you don't see me, then you haven't caught my spirit. And it'll be a shame if you've been walking with me all these years, Elisha, and you have not caught my spirit. It is possible to have a leader lay hands on you and you still not catch their spirit. It is possible. For a leader, are you listening, World Wide Web? Are you listening around the world? Are you listening, cell phone listeners? It is possible because we're living in the age of prophetic activation and prophetic ignition and all of these things. We're living in that age right now. So guess what? It is possible for you to get prophetically activated, guess what, in the natural, but not get activated in your spirit. See, a lot of people are getting their flesh activated instead of getting their spirit activated. And their spirit is not getting activated, hallelujah, because the flesh has not been penetrated. See, guess what? You got to allow your flesh to get penetrated to enter to that place of the spiritual realm. Are you listening? The word has to break through the flesh. Hit your soul. Your soul bear witness. And then you're able to absorb it in your spirit and grow. Are you listening? Oh, God, I'm getting happy now. It says, if not, it shall not be. It came to pass as they still went on and talked that there, behold, appeared a chariot of fire and of horses. Read that, elect lady.
Amen.
The next two verses.
And the horses and parted them both asunder. And Elijah went up a whirlwind into heaven. And Elisha saw it, and he cried, my father, the chariot of Israel, and the horsemen thereof. And he saw him no more, and he took hold of his own clothes and rent them in two pieces.
All right. So listen. So now they're walking. He done told them, if you see me, what's going to happen? If you don't see me, I'll tell you what happened. And it came to pass, they still went on and talked. So the Bible is telling you there were more things said between Elijah and Elisha that was not recorded. But what is recorded is for our learning. So obviously the next things that are written after they said that they still talked and went on is very important to our understanding of this prophetic journey of the student and this master prophet. Behold, there appeared a chariot of fire. Okay, chariot of fire. Okay, we know that the Bible says that the Lord God is the Lord of hosts, the Lord of many armies. The chariot of fire represents the army, always represents. So it's a chariot of fire and horses of fire. So there were one chariot and there was horses hooked up to that one chariot. Okay, and parted them asunder. Watch this. So they're walking side by side. Okay, Elijah is walking to the left, all right? He's the leader. His servant is walking to the right because right hand, that's why in the New Testament it says that in the churches, many churches, the denominations, they give the right hand the fellowship. Why? Right hand is the authority, okay? Okay, right hand is the authority. When we say out there in the world, we say, well, this is my right-hand man. In other words, if I'm not around, this is somebody who can vouch for me. Right hand represents authority. So the student's on the right hand. Jesus is sitting on where? The right hand of who? Jesus is on the right hand of who? The Father. Because the right hand represents the authority. It's a chain of command. Hallelujah, Jesus. And watch this. So they're walking. And all of a sudden, a chariot comes. All right? There's a chariot and there's horses. And it splits them. It splits them. Like say you're walking with somebody hand in hand. And all of a sudden, somebody comes. You ever had kids run between you? Your son or your daughter run between you? You walking and stuff with somebody? And they come kind of break you up? That's how it was. But the only difference was the chariot took Elijah. So wait a minute. Why would God do that? Because the school of the prophets had told Elisha, do you know that the Lord is going to take your father today? He said, I know, hold your peace. Why would he say hold your peace? He would say hold your peace because he know that a prophetic word got weight. We're in the school of the prophets, so we know that our words carry weight. So I don't want you to tell me that my father is going to be taken away from me today. Even if God said it, I don't want you to say it. I don't want you to come in agreement with that word. Because guess what? I'm learning so much from my mentor. I'm learning so much from my father. I'm learning so much, I don't want him taken away from me. Why? Because a wise man does not want to cease his learning that is benefiting him so much. Are you listening? So they're walking. And Elisha asked for a double portion of the anointing. And so guess what? God came in between the two of them, split them, took the master away. Why? See, Elijah represents one spirit. The son represents two spirits. We know in marriage it says the two shall become what? One. It's the same thing in the prophetic. So when God came in between, my God, he came in between Elijah and Elisha, the two became what? One. So God took Elijah out the way. Only thing was left was Elisha. So now God is already showing in the physical realm the authority that is transferring, that is taking place. So in the natural, the two became one. Okay? As Elijah was taken up, he sees him. That's in the supernatural. Okay? Boom. That's two. And guess what? He seen him as he disappear and go up in the heaven. He seen him go into heaven. He seen him go into the third heaven. Okay? He seen him. One, two, three. He seen him. Okay? The mantle drops. Watch this. The mantle, watch this, that he carried in the natural was symbolic to the weight he carried in the spirit. There's so many people that wear prayer shawls and say, this is my mantle. But a lot of people buy these things and don't have no weight in the spirit. A lot of people get prayer shawls, amen, but they don't do no miracles. A lot of people getting prayer shawls saying this is a mantle, but I don't see any words coming to pass. But Elijah had a mantle. Elijah had a mantle that fell from heaven as he was taken up into heaven. And because this mantle represents his weight in the spirit, in the supernatural, in the spiritual realm, but it was a natural garment, what happened, now Elisha grabbed this thing and he put it on. Why? Because now when he picked up the mantle, it represents the passing of a prophetic torch. Huh? It represents the passing of a torch. It represents, amen, the ending of one era and the beginning of a new era. It represents a new shift. It represents that is the transitional prophetic move taking place. It represents a transition in the prophetic. It represents the spirit of Elijah is leaving one era and entering into another era in a different vessel. Are you listening? It's a different vessel. It's a different vessel that the spirit of Elijah is using. Watch this. So Elijah went up there. So watch this. What I want you to understand is this, that Elijah went up by a whirlwind. Oh, God. Elijah went up by a whirlwind. Take your index finger and roll it all around. Yeah. Keep spinning it. Now look at it. Look at it. It's going around and around and around. Up. Up. Why? When the whirlwind, watch this. God used a whirlwind to take Elijah up into the heaven. Why? Because a whirlwind goes around and around. The earth spins round and around. The earth spins 1,037 miles an hour. Hallelujah, Jesus. So this whirlwind spinning around and around. Hallelujah. What does that represent? Why would God use a whirlwind to take one of his prophets to heaven? Because this is a prophet that had global authority. Oh, God. He's a prophet that had global authority. So because he had global authority, and the earth that he had the authority on spins 1,037 miles an hour, hallelujah, King Jesus. And God used a whirlwind to let him know, hey, amen, to let Elisha know that, look, this leader here, this is the authority that he walked in. So this authority that he walked in, the power and the spirit that was on him is the same wind that I'm going to take him up into heaven with. Are you listening? So when that power took him up into heaven, now God is showing Elisha what you're going to have to walk in. What you see, watch this. He's showing him the shoes that he's going to have to step in, because you asked for two of these shoes, not just one. You asked for two shoes.
So I got to show you what you're walking into. Elijah was taken up by a whirlwind into heaven. And Elijah saw it when he cried, elect lady.
My father, the chariot of Israel and the horsemen thereof. And he saw him no more, and he took hold of his own clothes and rent them in two pieces.
You see that? So let's go to work. It says, Elisha saw it. He saw what? He saw the whirlwind. He saw whirlwind. The Bible says in the book of Acts that on the day of Pentecost, it was the sound of a great, mighty, rushing wind come from heaven. So this whirlwind that took Elijah into heaven was the authority in the wind that came from heaven. And when Elisha saw it, because now he saw it, so because God has gave him now a major seer anointing. And he cried. And when he cried, that means he lifted up his voice. He said, my father, hold it right there. He said, well, how many times he said my father in this text? Right here.
Twice.
He said it twice. Watch this. Let's go to work. Now, they're walking on the road. How many people was walking on the road? Elijah and Elisha, how many people is that?
Two, amen.
That's two. So Elijah and Elisha are two people that's walking. Stay with me. When Elisha saw his father going to heaven, what did he cry? He cried, my father, one. My father, two. Okay. We have established that the scripture says the two became one. Stay with me. Okay. It says that the first shall be last, and the last shall be what? First. That involves how many people? Two people. It's the spiritual prophetic transfer. It's the spiritual prophetic elevation taking place. So Elisha said, my father, he cried two times. Why did he cry two times? Because he was receiving the endowment and the impartation of the double portion. So as one spirit drops on him, boom, he's got quickened in his spirit. My father! Boom, God said, I'm going to drop another one on him. Boom, double portion again. Oh, Jesus. Oh, my father! Why? Why? Because something was happening. He thought he was feeling a certain way because his father was going, but actually he was crying out from his spirit because his father wasn't leaving. His father was actually staying. Are you listening? His father wasn't leaving. His father was staying. Oh, God, we're going deep now. His father was staying. So he cried, my father, my father. So on the inside, he is bearing witness to something that is taking place. He said, my father, that's twice. He said that because he's getting a double portion. He said that because there's an elevation taking place. My father, the chariot of Israel and the horsemen thereof. He saw him no more. He took hold of his clothes, old clothes, and rent them into how many pieces?
Two pieces, amen.
Oh, God.
Hallelujah.
He rent them into two pieces. His own clothes, he rent into two pieces. Why did he rent his clothes into two pieces? Because if you want to catch the spirit of your leader, you got to do what Elijah did. Elisha did. Elisha, see, Jesus said you can't put new wine into what?
Old
wineskin. Amen. You can't put new wine into old wineskin. So what Elisha did when he ripped his garments into two, he was tearing away the old garments. He was tearing away the old wineskins. Well, prophet, I hear what you're saying, but the scripture says he rent two into two. And so you're saying that he rent two vessels, two wineskins? Exactly. Well, what two wineskins did he rip? He shaked off his old soul. Any man be in Christ is a new creature. All things pass away. Well, ain't that Jesus? No. Christ is the spirit that was on Jesus. That's the spirit of God. And then he shook off what was on his soul, and he shook off what was on his spirit. So he shook off the old soul. He shook off the old spirit. He shook off, when I say he shook off the old soul, he shook off all the old stuff that he was dealing with. Because he stepped into a new arena. He stepped into a new place. He stepped into a new realm. And he said, I can't stay where I'm at and go where I'm going. Oh, God, help me, Jesus. I was about to get ahead of myself. So when he got to the river and he broke out the mantle and parted the waters, he needed to step over. Some of you on this broadcast tonight, that's what you need. You need to step over. Baby, you need to step over. You really need to step over. Hallelujah. We're getting ready. I'm coming in, amen. So he rent his clothes into two pieces. The Bible says what's next? Give me the next verse. The next two verses.
Amen. He took up also the mantle of Elijah that fell from him and went back and stood by the bank of Jordan. And he took up the mantle of Elijah that fell from him and smote the waters and said, where is the Lord God of Elijah? And when he also had smitten the waters, they parted hither and thither, and Elisha went over.
All right. So now he took the mantle of Elijah that fell from him and went back, okay, and stood by the bank of Jordan, all right? He stood at the bank, realizing he got to cross over. Guess what? Because I crossed over with my leader, and now in order to go into this new place, see, my leader showed me how to get to this place. But now my leader has left me. So now I got to step into this place. Are you listening? Because now the thing that my leader has taught me becomes very critical, doesn't it? Doesn't it? Because either I use the power of God that it gave me and I use it to cross over, or what happened is that when you don't take the time and learn, when you don't take the time to absorb the teaching, when obstacles come, when you come to the bank of Jordan, are you going to cross over or are you going to stand there and complain that somebody need to help me get over here? Are you listening? He took the mantle of Elijah that fell from him and smote the waters. See, when the mantle fell from Elijah, we told you that the spirit of Elijah was already falling on him. But guess what? You can have the spirit on you and in you, but until you grab the mantle and embrace it, until you grab the mantle and embrace it, know who you are, know what you are and whose you are, it'll do you no good. Are you listening? He smote the waters and said, where is the Lord God of Elijah? In other words, where is the God that allowed my father to do all these miracles that I heard? Cancer patients being healed. Disease being wiped out. People getting out of ICU units. People getting blessed with homes and cars. All this stuff that I've been hearing about, that I've seen with my own eyes. Where is that? Because if I'm not manifesting it, that means I'm not absorbing it. Are you listening? If you're not manifesting the miracles, the supernatural, it's only because you're not absorbing. you're not absorbing. Whose fault it is? Elijah told Elisha something very key. If you see me when I go up, in other words, if you practice all the stuff that you've been taught, whether it be on this broadcast, whether it's reading the Eagle Language book, whether it's listening to the teaching, listening to television, wherever you may hear the Eagle Language or the teaching, wherever God has quickened you and empowered you to do, if you have absorbed it, then you're going to manifest it. But Elijah told him, listen, I told you the good news, but I'm going to tell you some bad news, son. And my daughter, if you have not absorbed the truth that I've been giving to you all this time, then you're not going to see me when I go up. And that is a sign that you don't got it. See, a lot of leaders listening tonight, you got sons and daughters, spiritual sons and daughters. You're preaching your heart out, preaching. You're teaching your heart out, teaching. You're living right, you're doing right. And you say, why, God, are they not reflecting the light that I'm giving? It's not you, preacher. They just ain't absorbing it. They're not absorbing it. It ain't your fault, preacher. And I prophesy that you come out that cave tonight and pick your head up. Are you listening? Watch this. So he took the mantle of Elijah and fell from him, smote the waters. And he asked, where is the Lord God of Elijah? And when he had also smitten the waters, they parted hither and thither. Okay. He parted the waters. They parted one hither, two thither, hither and thither. Hither plus thither equals what? Two. Oh, God, not two again. Are you listening? Okay, let's walk this again. All right. Elijah and Elisha was walking. That's one, two. The chariot came down from heaven. One, two was walking. It split between one, two. All was left was one. The one who was walking cried out, one, two, Father, Father. Are you listening? So now he sees his father go one, two, disappearing three. One began to walk to the one that was laying out, which is the River Jordan. One look up to the one, which is the only one, which is the sovereign one, and ask, where is the Lord God of the one that after he disappeared into the two and got up to the three and gone? Where is the power? He took the mantle, smoked the water, and guess what? The water spoke back to him. The water talked eagle language and said, thither, hither. Thither, hither equals two. Are you listening? So the water that went to the left and the right, we're going deep. The water that goes to the left and the right, that's thither and hither. God was showing him the transfer. See, he used the mantle to part the water. That's a symbolic of God touching the earth realm, touching a water, a vessel in the earth, and that one became two. The same thing he did with the chariot when it came in between Elijah and Elisha. You better shout hallelujah. You better shout hallelujah. And bless God for the revelation. I'm getting ready to close. Because I can teach this thing all night, but I got to use wisdom. Oh, God, this thing is good. And Elijah went over. And when the last verse say?
Amen. And when the sons of the prophets, which were in the view of Jericho, saw him, they said, the spirit of Elijah doth rest on Elisha. And they came to meet him and bowed themselves to the ground before him.
Oh, okay. Let's go to work. We're going to wrap this up. So watch this. So now thither and hither, one plus one equals two. Elijah finally decides to cross over into his destiny. He decides to embrace who he is. Guess what? Your leader ain't around now. You got to shine. You got to stand, prophet. All those prophetic teachings you got over the years, all those things you've been taught, reading the book on prophetic and all of that stuff, praying on 5 a.m., all of that stuff, you got to stand now. All that seed you done sowed into the ground, all that stuff, it comes down to this. It comes down to this moment. Because now it's your turn. Guess what? Elijah left his legacy and you got it. So now it's your turn to keep the prophetic lineage going. It's your opportunity to keep the prophetic lineage going on. Are you listening? And when the sons of the prophets, these were prophets that were under Elijah's tutelage. So Elijah was the master prophet, a.k.a. the rabbi teaching prophet, a.k.a. the senior prophet. He was the master prophet, a prophet that begets and births out other prophets. They come. Now watch this. Ain't it funny that some of these prophets in the school of the prophets had been there before Elisha got there? And that's why Jesus said about the workers in the harvest, huh? Jesus said about the ones who started their work first, and then folk like us, we came in last, we came in the last hour, and then at the end, we get paid the same. Guess what? It doesn't matter when I came. I get the same reward. Are you listening? I get the same reward. Are you listening? So the sons of the prophets, which were to view at Jordan, saw him. Watch this. Watch this. The sons of the prophets saw Elisha, but they didn't see Elijah when he went up. Why? Because the mantle didn't fall on them. The mantle fell on Elisha. So Elisha was the only one that saw Elijah go up. But although they heard that the Lord was going to take Elijah up, they did not see Elijah go up. Are you listening? So they were prophets, but they were not prophets on the level or dimensions or realm that Elisha was on. Because if they were to see the same equal prophets as Elisha, then they would be able to see and saw what Elisha saw. Oh, God. Somebody look at your neighbor and say, prophesy. Somebody look at your neighbor and say, prophesy. Hallelujah. I dare you to lift your hand up to heaven tonight and say, Lord, I receive this teaching. Say, Lord, I receive this word. Say, Lord, prophetically, Lord God, elevate me. I dare you to say prophetic elevation right now. Say prophetic elevation right now. Now lay your right hand on your belly and prophesy to your belly. Say prophetic elevation now. Say prophetic elevation now. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Yeshua. Say yes. Yeshua. Hama. Sheah. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. We bless the Lord tonight. And if I had to close with one thing, I would close with this. That Jericho, it was at Jericho. And Jericho is a low place. See, in the story of Jericho, the story of the Good Samaritan, the Bible says they came down from Jerusalem to Jericho. See, Jerusalem, see, guess what? See, guess what? You got some prophets in the prophetic, we in Jerusalem. But these untrained prophets, they're in Jericho. See, Jericho is the low place. See, the novice prophet, they're in Jericho. But the seasoned prophet, the one who have submitted and who have grabbed the spirit of their father, or the spirit of their prophet, see, we're in Jericho. We're in Jerusalem. We're in Jerusalem. You understand what I'm saying? Watch this. And then when you go to the realm, you enter into what? New Jerusalem. Oh, y'all better stop. Listen, y'all pulling on this thing bad tonight. Watch this. And they said, the spirit of Elijah does rest on Elisha. Guess what? Elisha's spirit is comfortable on me. Oh, Jesus. Oh, God. The spirit of Elisha was comfortable on Elisha. The spirit of Elijah was comfortable. They said it was resting. In other words, the spirit was fitly sitting on him so good because the spirit was not grieved. Why? Why wasn't the spirit of Elijah grieved being on Elisha? Because Elisha took the time to rent both his garments. You remember when he rent his garments? He emptied out what? His soul and his spirit. He said, God created me a clean heart. One. Renewed a what? Right spirit in me. See, creating me a clean heart is clean my soul. That's one. Renew a right spirit in me. That's two. Are you getting this? So the spirit of Elijah rests comfortably on him. And they came to what? Meet him. Why they came to meet him? Because guess what? This is not the same Elisha that you talked to this morning and told him that you know that the Lord's going to take your father today. This ain't the same one you talked to then. This is a new guy here. See, and this is what hinder a lot of people. Because you raised together, because y'all raised up, because y'all was buddy-buddy and things like that. They choose to see you as the one that you hollered at this morning talking about, you know, you ain't going to see your father again. And so some people think they're going to come in this season and talk to you like that. Talk to you like you know your father, God's going to take him today. But what I like about these prophets in training is they was willing to embrace the new shift. They was willing to embrace the new shift. And as they embraced this new shift, you know what they said? They came to meet him. They came to meet the new Elisha, the one that has boom, boom. They said, oh, this is our teacher right here. This is the master prophet right here. Oh, this prophet will change now. It's on him. It's on him. And when they came to meet him, they bowed themselves to the ground before him. When the last time you bowed yourself to a prophet of God? Uh-oh. Well, prophet, hold up. See, you was teaching good till I got to that part, prophet. You was teaching real good till I got to that part. Because let me tell you something. This is 2016. I ain't about to bow down to no man. Yeah? Okay. You ain't going to bow down, huh? And guess what? But you'll bow to these other things in your life. You'll bow to these other vices in your life. Okay? You'll bow to the enemy, though. You'll bow to the structure and the system that he got in place, huh? Huh? You know why they bowed? They're paying honor. See, watch this. See, y'all believe if you bow that you worship in man. No. They was bowing because they worshiped that God had anointed this prophet to be over them. If you go into a church and you bow down, you know what the first thing you bring in? Child, Terry that lost her mind. This child got up from the sheet and went and bowed out of the man. Girl, I wouldn't bow to nobody. He a person. He a human being like me. See, that's why I don't go to church, girl. Girl, this is why I don't go to church. This is why, you know, the church is crazy. The church is jacked up. There's too many leaders out here. See, that's why you ain't growing. See, that's why you ain't growing. Because, see, God is trying to give you a revelation, but you too busy stumbling on other people's information. You too busy stumbling over stumbling blocks that the enemy is using other people to put in your path. Instead of embracing revelation. And because of refusal to embrace revelation, you can't get to your destination. And because you can't get to your destination, when you get an impartation, guess what? You don't receive an illumination. Are you listening? All right, I'm in, people of God. That is our teaching for the night. Amen. Of Elijah and Elisha. Amen. The servanthood for the double portion anointed. Amen. Make sure, amen. Listen, check back in about an hour or so or early in the morning at this very website. blogtalkradio.com/Nathan on the spot. This teaching that you heard tonight will be available for free download. Yes, 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 yes. Free download. Amen. So all you got to do is go to the website, blogtalkradio.com/Nathan on the spot. It will be up, amen, and you can replay this same teaching tonight and take it slow by slow and hit it. I'm talking about just get the revelation, soak it up, amen, and get the impartation that you need that will shift you and that will lift you in the name of Almighty God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Get them hands up, people of God, everywhere around the world. Father God, I magnify you tonight for your saving grace. I magnify you tonight for being a sovereign God. I thank you, God, for new wine. I thank you for revelation. I thank you for inspiration. I thank you, God, that you fit me friend together the world by yourself. And I thank you, God, that there is no other beside thee. I thank you, God, that you are holy. I thank you, God, that you're righteous, God. I thank you that we're justified by faith tonight, God. And I thank you, God, tonight, God, for your truth and then all that getting, God, that we're going to get an understanding, God, of how to be mature prophets, mature prophetic people. We're going to understand, God, what you're calling us to be and what we are, God, and how to use this thing that you gave us with integrity, God. And, God, in the name of Jesus, God, I pray that every prophet, God, will get properly covered, properly trained, God. I pray in the name of Jesus Christ, Lord God, that they will not use this gifting, Lord God, that other prophets have been killed for, God. They will not use this for selfish gain or filthy lucre, God. But I pray in the name of Jesus, God, that your people will be elevated, God, that your name will be magnified, God, and that at this end time, Lord God, as we get and shift down in the nitty-gritty of it, God, I just pray, God, that more prophets will really arise. I'm talking about really arise prophets. I'm talking about prophets who will be connected to governments, Lord God, that will lead senators, that will lead mayors, that will lead governors, Lord God. Hallelujah. That there will be prophets at the White House, God. Huh? That there will be prophets at the U.S. Senate. That there will be prophets as the U.N. ambassador. That there will be prophets, Lord God, that are sent overseas to, Lord God, to make certain deals, Lord God. So I prophesy Joseph and Daniels in this hour, God, that will go forth. Hallelujah. And I speak to every prophet that is feeling discouraged on tonight. God, as we stretch our hands, God, if you're full of the Holy Ghost and fire tonight, I want you to stretch your hands and say, Jesus. Say, Jesus. Say, fill me. And fill my brothers and sisters who are being persecuted for this gospel. Strengthen every true prophet tonight, God. Every prophetess that has made to declare, I shall be righteous before God. I will be holy. I will be acceptable in his sight. I will be the instrument, the vessel that God you have called me to be. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. We give you praise. We give you honor. In the mighty name of Jesus. Let the true believers and even the sinners, and if you don't believe tonight, I pray that God quicken you, pray that God save your soul, and I pray that you give your life to Jesus. But let all those at the sound of my voice say, thank you, Jesus, for your word. Come on, come on, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Come on, come on, come on, come on. You can clap it up. You can praise the Lord for the word tonight. You can give him the praise because guess what? If you give him the praise tonight, amen, then God will manifest something in your spiritual man. Say, God, hide this word in my heart that I may not sin against you. Hide this word in my heart, God, that the enemy may not come and rob me. And I prophesy Psalm 91 over your bedroom tonight, that you will not fear the terror by night, that God, that come against every backlash, retaliation spirit, God. And I ask for a hedge of protection around us, God, even around me, God. Hallelujah. Continue to keep your angels around me, my family, my wife. God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, the ministry, God. Hallelujah, God. We ask, Lord God, for fresh fire on the candlestick, God. Hallelujah, God. Everybody who are covenant partners, God. Everybody who are tithers and seed sowers, God. Lord God, I release an abundant of overflow in the name of Jesus. And if you have received this teaching on tonight, and you would like to sow into that word, if this word has changed your ministry, if this word has changed your night tonight, I want you to sow into that word. I want you to go to shofarsofglory.org. And I want you to sow into this word. If you hear God speaking to your heart, then be obedient to God, not to man, but be obedient to God and sow into that word. And then watch God. This is a spiritual investment. This is what's called a spiritual investment, because you're investing into your spiritual destiny. And guess what? You don't have to fly 25 hours overseas somewhere. Are you listening? What you got tonight, you got straight from the Lord. You got right there in your house, right there in your car, right there when you was on your job at work. I see you. Right there on your job at work. You felt like you could dance or scream. I want you to sow into this word. If it's done something to your heart tonight, in the name of Jesus Christ. That's my time, amen, for this broadcast, but I'm going to allow to take calls, 347-945-5416. That's 347-945-5416. We're here live at Nathan on the Spot, amen. We're rocking out, amen, in the name of Jesus Christ. Jesus is the boss. Hallelujah, he died for the lost. So we're going to take your calls right now. If you are on the line, press 1. If you are on the line, on the phone lines, press 1, and Pastor will he will place you over to me, amen, if you're just excited about this word on tonight, about the double portion, amen, because we got some prophetic people that's listening on tonight, amen, and they're stirred, amen, they're ready, they're encouraged, amen, they feel like they can run through this thing out, amen, and make sure you tune back in, and while the listeners are pressing 1, amen, you can make sure you get this teaching and download it again, amen, into your cell phones, and download this teaching, amen, hallelujah. This is the Eagle Language, amen. We're going to do it again next Wednesday, amen, but make sure you get your copy of the book, because all this that you heard tonight, guess what? You can have the book. So now I believe we got somebody on the line tonight, amen. Carla, are you there?
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah. Thank God for the Holy Ghost. My God, this prophetic gift is
yes, sir, I'm here.
Sometime. Hallelujah. What is your name, Carla?
Ellie Holiday.
Amen. God bless you tonight, Mrs. Holiday. Amen. Amen. Were you blessed by the teaching on tonight?
Oh, yes, sir. I was, and I experienced a freedom. All day I felt like there was a band around my head. Mm. And I was thinking about saying to my husband when he got home, honey, I just need you to pray for me because I feel like I'm just about to lose my mind. But I didn't want to put it into the atmosphere. And so as you were ministering tonight, I felt that release. I felt the release. And I just want to thank God and thank God for you, man of God. Yes, sir.
See, when you're dealing with God's prophetic word, His word carries weight, and when it's truly the prophetic word, it will go forth, it will heal you, it will set you free. It will heal you, it will set you free. So let's just magnify God for this woman
thank
of God
Father.
Healing on tonight. Hallelujah, King Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Father, we thank you
Father.
Tonight, God. Hallelujah.
Thank
Don't be ashamed. You can lift him up on this
thank
line
you, God.
Because this
Hallelujah.
Is God's line right here.
Oh,
we
I
lift
bless
him
you,
up.
Father.
Oh, we
you.
Bless
thank
God. Hallelujah. She's been struggling with
thank
this all
you,
day.
Father. Yes,
but God,
God
you quicken
you.
Her to get on
Hallelujah.
This line tonight and get
thank
free
you,
from
Jesus.
That spirit that
Hallelujah.
Was afflicting her, God.
Thank
so
you, God.
God, we give you praise in the
God,
name of
I praise
Jesus.
You,
Hallelujah.
Father. I praise you.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah in the
thank
name of
you,
Jesus.
Father. Hallelujah.
Oh, God. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
He's
oh,
an
I
awesome
bless
God.
You.
We thank God,
God
for you
yes.
tonight. Amen.
Thank you. Thank you, God.
We thank God
thank
for
you
calling
God.
On tonight. Amen. Amen. Were
thank
you blessed
you.
Indeed by the teaching? Amen.
Yes,
we bless you.
I was. So much revelation. So much revelation. And I just can't wait until, you know, to be able to download and then continue to just get it in my spirit. I heard so many things I had never heard before that I had questions concerning that, and they were all answered tonight.
Amen. Yeah. Amen. Hallelujah in the name
thank
of
you,
Jesus.
Father.
We definitely will, amen.
Thank you, God.
We thank God
thank
for you on tonight.
Thank you. Thank you.
Oh, Jesus, we're going to keep this going, amen. I thank God for your breakthrough. Make sure you go by shofarsofglory.org, amen. Make sure we get your information, amen, as well as your phone number, amen, and all of that stuff, amen. And make sure you pick up your copy of the book, amen, because the teaching that went forth tonight, the word that went forth tonight, it came from the very same book that's on that website.
Eagle awesome. Language, amen.
Awesome.
And so what
I'll buy the book
have...
and so.
Bless you. Bless his holy name, amen. We thank God for you, amen. And we look forward to connecting with you as well, amen.
Yes, sir. Thank you. And God bless
thank
your
you
wife.
And... Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Bless
amen.
You too.
God bless you, ma'am.
God bless you, woman of God.
Thank you. Thank you.
Amen.
I'm going to say
amen.
Good night. Thank you. Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Oh, no, no problem. Amen. We thank you for calling. Amen. We look forward. Amen. And amen. We also do 5 a.m. prayer and all of that stuff. Amen. Stay connected to the ministry. Amen. And we look forward to connecting with you. Amen.
I will. Thank you so much.
Amen. Bless you. Have a good night.
Amen. Good night.
Amen. Amen. Amen, ladies and gentlemen. Amen. We have testimony on tonight. Amen. Through the release of the prophetic word. Amen. Do we have another call? Amen. Caller, amen. If you're out there, before we leave, we don't want to leave anybody just hanging. Amen.
334.
Amen. God bless you.
Amen. Amen. God bless you. That lady. I like to have a special prayer for one of my person that I sit with at the group home. His name is Nathan.
Oh.
Guess who I'm gonna let pray? Pastor Hill, I'm gonna let you pray for Nathan.
Oh my God, I love the work you're doing. We need more people to go out to group homes and hospitals, because my ministry is within the hospital.
Yes.
The people and pray for them.
Amen.
And I have seen miracles performed on me through them. They said, wait a minute, you're praying for the wrong person. In fact, this man is praying for you. He's
Amen.
Praying that you be blessed. He's praying right now that you be manifested, that you receive everything you need.
Amen.
He's praying for you because you took your time out to go see him and to be with him and share with him. He's praying for you.
Amen.
So in that, I'm praying for you too. We need
Amen.
More people to go out, visit with the elderly and the young,
yes,
manifest
Lord.
God within them, to show them that God is still doing a wonderful work, that
yes,
God's
yes.
people is still on the job.
Yes, Lord.
Woman of God, I pray for this man tonight that he have walked into such an anointed lady of God to come to him, to witness to him, to build his spirit up. Oh, my God, I can feel the spirits you leave. He feel lost sometime when you leave, and he be praying for you to come back.
Yes, Lord.
Woman of God, keep up the good work. What you're
Amen.
Doing, oh, my God, thank
yes,
you
Lord.
So much.
Amen.
You're really blessed my soul tonight.
Yes, Lord.
My God. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Goodness.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Amen.
Yes, Lord.
Keep up the good word. Gay.
Amen.
Goodness.
Amen.
There's few of us, but God's sending more people to do this job. Thank God
Amen.
For you, lady of God.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
We need it. We need it. We
yes.
need it.
And say hello to Brother Nathan for me, okay?
Amen. I will.
Okay.
I will.
Amen.
Download this sermon. Let him hear it. I tell you, it'll be a blessing to your soul.
Amen. I will.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
I will.
Amen. Amen. That was the pastor. Amen. And my fellow co-laboring this thing, assistant pastor. Amen. Of this new move of God is so far glory, amen. We bless God for Pastor Hill and this powerful prayer, anointed
yes.
prayer in the name of Jesus Christ, amen. Hallelujah in the name of Jesus. We bless God. I come into agreement with that prayer in the
yes.
mighty name of Jesus. I come in agreement with it in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Because
yes.
you said when two or three touching anything in your name, God, Lord
yes.
God, you said you shall do it, Lord God. You said you'll be in the midst, Lord God.
Yes.
Hallelujah,
yes.
God. So, Lord God, we thank
you
in the name of Jesus Christ, Lord God. We thank you,
amen.
God. In Jesus' holy name, amen.
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 Amen. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you so much, amen. And thank
amen.
You for calling tonight, amen. And watch
amen.
God, amen. And continue to rub that oil, amen. Hallelujah in the name
amen.
Of Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. Is there anybody else out there?
I don't see another one. We have a lot of people on the line. Oh, there go one. 651. You're alive. Hello?
Hello?
Amen. God bless you. God bless you. 651. God bless you. Who's on the call tonight?
Taisha.
Amen. God bless you, daughter. How you doing?
I'm blessed. I was blessed by your word tonight. Oh, my gosh. I needed it, and I need that refreshment. I was dealing with, you know, a lot this weekend, you know, just some of the questions I had asked out on this week, you know, it's been answered, and I'm like, oh, my gosh. A lot of times I miss Wednesdays, but tonight he made sure I didn't miss this message.
Amen, amen. I'm glad that you were empowered.
The hoodie did he do my face? Ooh. I could just fit it to your sick, y'all don't know what and it did your my sick, your my sick. I can just feel the Holy Ghost in my belly because I needed that spirit in training that stuck with me because we are queens in training to be predestined for greater. You know what I'm saying? So it's just like it's sticking with me, and I be on my state, yes, God, and I can just feel the Holy Ghost all up in it, and I needed it, so.
My Lord.
Amen.
We bless the Lord that you was touched tonight, daughter. Amen, in the name of Jesus Christ, amen, and definitely download this teaching. Everybody who are listening on the line tonight, including you, daughter, make sure, give Pastor Hill time to, he's going to load up everything, amen. And once he posts it on the website, you can download this sermon for free, amen. Take it to the hospitals, amen. If anybody want to know about the prophetic, the double portion, because a lot of people, you don't hear this taught like this. You don't hear this teaching broke down by the Holy Ghost this way. You need it, amen. If you want to know more about the prophetic, amen, make sure you get the book, Eagle Language. I taught from the very same book that is on the website, but the Holy Ghost came in, amen, and really gave you the mysteries of what's in the book. You understand? That's why, amen, it's very key, amen, very key you get the book. But God bless you. I thank you for your healing, daughter, and I just declare and decree that you will walk circumspectly, that you will walk with the fullness and the power of God that God has called you to in this hour and this season, and amen, stay free. Stay free, stay distraction. And I hear the Spirit of the Lord says expressly concerning you. He said, watch the phone calls. Watch your phone time. He says, watch that phone time. Protect your ear gates. Amen?
Yes, sir.
Amen. God bless you. We love you. Amen. Elect lady, anything you want to say, prophetess?
Amen. God bless you, daughter. I just thank God that you're on the line tonight. This was an awesome word. And I will definitely be reaching out to you. Concerning a lot of different things, amen. So I just bless God for you tonight, and I look forward to talking to you.
God bless you. I love you guys, and thank you for allowing me to take this time and to share and teach me, because you have to be ready to be taught, and I am ready. Because I know there's so much in me that it has to come out, and I have to be the student to learn and for it to be pulled out of me. So I'm just ready for this journey.
Amen, amen. Well, we bless the Lord for you in the name of Jesus Christ. You have a wonderful night, amen.
You too.
Amen, in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. We thank God for the power of God. We thank you for the power of restoration, amen. Is there anybody else that wants to come forth tonight? Quickly, quickly, press 1. If you're listening to us on blogtalkradio.com/Nathan on the spot, make sure you call this number, 347-945-5416. We got roughly about 20-plus minutes before we go off the air. Hello?
A couple minutes.
Amen. Amen. So make sure you press 1. If you're on the phone lines tonight, make sure you press 1. in the name of Jesus Christ. And make sure you remind yourself to get this teaching. Get this teaching. It will be available for download, amen, tonight in the name of Jesus Christ, probably within the hour of the broadcast. In the name of Jesus Christ.
315, you lie. 315.
God
press
bless
one.
Brother.
God bless you.
God bless.
God bless you, sir. How are you doing tonight?
Oh, I'm doing wonderful. I wanted to thank you for that wonderful, amazing word and that great teaching that we had this evening.
Amen, amen. I'm glad you were blessed. Who am I speaking with tonight?
This is Darwin.
Amen. Brother Darwin, amen. Yeah, I got the message, amen. We get so many orders for the book, Eagle Language, and concerning oil, because we got a lot of people reaching out for oil. Amen. We're processing, on the process of getting a new website as well. So there's a lot of things going on in the ministry right now. But I'm personally taking care of your order, your reorder myself. I don't know what happened. Amen. But I'm making sure, I'm saying this live on the air, I'm taking care of your order myself personally tomorrow.
Oh, thank you very much.
We appreciate it. Thank you so much.
Nah, it's not a problem. It's not a problem. Amen. We understand things happen. Amen. But I'm going to make sure I take care of it myself, amen, in the morning, amen. I know my wife said something to me about it as well, amen. So we definitely on it in the morning.
Thank you. God bless you both.
God bless you both. And thank you for just listening to the teaching and just your support of the ministry for both of you, amen. God bless you, and we love you over here.
Amen. We love you guys, too.
Yes, and if you allow us to, I have a business website. And I would also like to, when you put your website, your new website up and running, I'd like to put a link to it on there if you would be okay with that.
Definitely, definitely, definitely. We love your spirit, you and your wife's spirit. Amen. Y'all are definitely supporters of the ministry. We definitely, definitely are contact. I tell you what, make sure that let us know the times you're available where we can sit down and talk to you and just go over the, you know, go over your business and just kind of, you know, just, we know everything together, but just formalities, amen?
Amen.
Amen. Amen, but I have no problem with that in the name of Jesus Christ. And so we definitely will get with you both and just let us know the times that you'll be available to talk and we'll get it done.
Absolutely. God bless. And again, thank you very much for that teaching tonight. It helped a lot.
Oh, man, thank you. Thank you for listening, amen. I bless the Lord. I couldn't do it without the Lord, so I bless the Lord for using me in that capacity. God bless you.
God bless you. Thank you.
Amen. Amen. Everybody that's on the line right now tonight, amen, make sure that you press 1, amen. We're winding down on the time tonight, amen. I know everybody's saying they're waiting for that download to go up, amen. It will go up within the hour. Amen. And make sure you share with your friends. Amen. We're definitely going to be posting it on Facebook and also in things of that nature. So make sure you get your copy, amen, and download it to your cell phones while you're working out, getting your temple in shape. You can listen to it on your cell phone in the name of Jesus. We talked about Elijah and Elisha tonight. Amen. And in the book, we talk about Elijah and Elisha a lot because if you're a prophet in training, then Elijah and Elisha, everybody know about that story, that journey, amen. So a lot of people don't know about other prophets in the Bible, so we use those two as a blueprint in a lot of sequences, and also in Moses and Joshua and just various son and father relationships in the Bible, amen. So the book is definitely a blessing, amen. I'd like to shout out, amen, Queen Allison, who designed the cover. I'd like to shout her out, Allison Edits, amen. Just a wonderful woman of God who designed the cover, amen, in the name of Jesus Christ. And also, amen, John Ekateritz Art, amen, amen, who did the original Eagle Language, amen, amen. And also my artwork design, amen. I thank God for him in the name of Jesus Christ, amen. And all my brothers out there that's holding on to the faith and all my sisters out there holding on to the faith, amen. And all the supporters of the ministry, amen. We're going higher in this hour. Be sure to look out for the Lamb of Glory, television broadcast, amen, on the Now Network, amen, in the name of Jesus Christ. So A lot of things in the process, amen, in the name of Jesus Christ. We're just excited what God is doing in this hour, amen. Amen. We're getting ready to get off the line. If there's nobody else, amen, we're going to definitely make our way off the line.
I don't see
we
it. Bless you. I don't.
Okay, well, amen. We had fun tonight. We had fun tonight. You can also join us, amen, for 5 a.m. prayer Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays. On our conference line, amen, in the name of Jesus Christ. We're doing a new conference line, everybody. I don't know if how many people are on here, especially on the World Wide Web. It's kind of hard to detect. But I want you to know we're switching up our 5 a.m. prayer. We're switching up our 5 a.m. prayer and things of that nature. And so hallelujah, we're going to do this by registration for our 5 a.m. prayer now. You say, why, prophet? Well, amen. Well, you know, you got people that work witchcraft and all kind of stuff and stuff like that. So I want to know, you know, who's on these lines. Amen. Hallelujah in the name of Jesus Christ. So we can get these boogers delivered. Hallelujah in the name of Jesus Christ. So we can get boogers delivered. Hallelujah. So, amen. We're going to make some changes. We're going higher. And so, you know, I'm doing things offline. You know, Pastor Hill and myself, we're doing the church and doing everything else. So, you know, I definitely got to balance everything out, and plus being at home with family. So, well, God bless you. We love you. We'll see you next Wednesday in the name of Jesus Christ here on Nathan on the Spot. Amen. God bless you from Pastor Hill, like Lady, myself. We love you all. God bless you. Good night.
Jesus, draw me. As I labor through the storm, you have called me.
Amen.